course, okay, I didn't.
Here we go. Hello. Welcome to Light of Day on Reiki Radio. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Ooh, good morning. My coffee's just starting to settle in. So before we get into the energy of the new season, how are you both feeling?
Honestly, a little overwhelmed because there's so much that needs to happen and to be done. So Yolanda and I took the medical Reiki training with Raven Keys, which was phenomenal. I mean, honestly, it was like the recharge I personally needed, and motivation and just inspiration working with her for 2 days. And the group that we had that kind of like came together in San Diego was phenomenal. Like these men and women that came together, like we had an excellent group, awesome dynamic. I learned so much from that weekend, and I'm just so excited to just get started.
Yeah, I would say it too. I loved the group of people, but that's always interesting in classes. It's always interesting, like the dynamics of the
group. Oh, I was scared. I was so scared. You know, me and groups, I'm always like, oh God, I'm afraid of the group.
Yeah. But No, I'm so glad you enjoyed it. And yeah, I'll tell you in a second how my season was. How are you doing, Dee? What's new over there? How are you feeling?
I feel like now that I just had to study Sagittarius season, it's making me think Sagittarian-like themes. And I don't know. Maybe I'll tell you guys when we talk about Capricorn. I don't really know how I'm feeling right now. Not bad, just...
Well, it seems like, I'll say from the outside, it seems like you've had... actually kind of similar to what Amy said, it seems like you've had a lot of inspiration in the last couple of weeks. Like your mind has been going.
And I would say confidence too. Like just you, not confident, well, you know what I mean. Like you already have confidence, but you've been affirming things that you know through other avenues, and you're, do you know what I mean? It's just like a more defining, like, you know your shit.
Oh, that is a good one. Yes, you do. You know what I mean? Seem like you have definitely been more defining in the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Like period, point blank.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. What is today? I can see that because you know how sometimes you're in it? Mm-hmm. That's how I am right now. I am in it. And I can't really tell you guys like what the it is yet. Like I'm still trying to figure out this space, but I'm in it.
Yeah.
That's what I am right now. I'm preparing. And I think every month that we're in, every season we're in, we're preparing for the next season. That's the whole point of the wheel. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of feel like right now I'm preparing for Sagittarian themes. Like right now, that's what it feels like. Like I'm literally deep. Scorpio deep dove down into like things that just aren't serving me anymore. Do I need to offer this anymore?
Right.
No. Do I want to do this anymore? No. Do I really like you? No, I'm just kidding. you know what I mean? Like all those like deep things. I'm being very scorpionic in those types of ways right now.
I think that's a good point. Like to have people even consider for themselves of what did you deep dive into during Scorpio season? Because we may have all, you know, dove into different aspects of our lives. But yeah, I feel like mine was like a similar thing to that. Scorpio season definitely, well, when I was, very kind of like self-focused in like what I want to do, what I want to change, all of these things too. Because remember before in Libra season, I was so social and I was exhausted from it. And then Scorpio season was like, come back into myself and what I want to do, what I want to change, what I want to blah. But then, like Amy mentioned, we went to the medical Reiki training. And honestly, that it hit me hard because I was hosting. So I was already kind of like a little overwhelmed before going in. And then you guys know too, like groups, just like Amy said, like that can be overwhelming for me. But from an energetic stance, like definitely had some deep, interesting shifts. took a few days to recover. I'm just now feeling more recalibrated, but I haven't even processed that whole experience yet. But I will say it was really cool to get to meet some people in person who listen to the podcast, and even people that I've worked with for, you know, some time that I've never met in person. That was really cool too. So yeah. And then Raven, woo, her energy. Yeah. I mean, she is definitely inspiring and like a little firecracker. So yep. But I am excited to go into our next season. I will say that. Ready, Freddie. But before we go to that, before we even talk about Sagittarius, I'm just curious too, if the two of you have been thinking at all about 2020, because it sounds like that's on a lot of people's minds right now, like skipping ahead even to the new year. Have you guys been thinking at all about 2020 and what's coming up for you around that?
That's a good question. I definitely have been having the itch to get to 2020 just because, you know, selfishly, I want to like fast forward these through these next 2 months. You know what I mean? Not only because like I have to get my shit together and start working more and, you know, what am I going to do with the medical Reiki part now, networking, all that, but then the whole holiday season coming up too. Yeah. And I hate that shit. So I'm like really, really looking forward to 2020 because I can't wait to see how the business side develops, how like some other projects, you know, we've been talking about unfold. Mm-hmm. I really think 2020 is going to be like a really defining year of like all new stuff. You know what I mean? So yeah. I'm really excited for 2020.
It's interesting you say that because a lot of people are looking at it from the lens of like 2020 vision, like seeing things more clearly next year. Yeah. But then also for numerology, you know, four, more stabilizing, where this year felt like a lot of digging up and reorganizing. Like kind of
agree.
Like reaping the benefits of all we've grown through this year. Mm-hmm. But what about you, Dee? What comes up for you around that? Or are you thinking about it at all?
Of course. But I feel like right now is for 2020. And so in my mind, I feel like I'm doing, it's almost like I'm preparing for that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I, even though the Gregorian 2020 comes in January, it's almost like I still have a few months left to do whatever it is that I need to do and take care of and like, plan. Like I feel like I'm just like setting the stage right now, and the show starts 2020, but right now like my focus is like making sure when I step on stage all my lines are memorized. You're everybody ready. Knows the show is about to start, you know what I mean? Like all those things.
It's interesting you say that. I don't want to jump ahead to December, but when you just said that, it reminded me of even the seasonal shift, like next month when we go into the winter solstice and even what that represents, which we'll talk about next month. But also, again, like you highlighting, actually the coming out will be later in the spring. Yes. So I'm sure we'll talk more about that next month, a little bit of teaser. Honestly, just now I'm starting to feel, and I think I'm appreciative of the Scorpio season in the way that it did finally, I feel like I was able to like come back into myself, you know, it was like a lot of outward. And now I'm like, oh no, like it coming into me, what I want to do, what I'm focused on, these types of things. So yeah, I'm really appreciating even this move into a new season. It's starting to feel different for me, and I'm looking forward to going like even deeper into not restfulness, but just more just settledness, like more feeling grounded. Mm-hmm. Like I'm looking forward to even like Capricorn. Now we're like jumping ahead, but you know what I mean? Before the go off and running again. That's girl. I'm ready. Woo! Yeah, I wonder if, I hope everybody listening to like you all, like consider the progression through the seasons for yourself. And that's why we have these conversations, because we can really look at how these different energies can support all of us. But also, I mean, it is interesting to see the progression and the stages that we all go through in a personal way.
And you know, the funny thing is if you pay attention to your seasons, you will remember what happened, right? Like even just being like, oh yeah. And then this happened. Like I remember things by the season that we're in. So I'll be like, oh no, because I remember it was this season and this planet was moving through this. And if you track like your new moons and your full moons, just like what you ask, what you asked for, what happened, like when that full moon comes around again, you'll see like what the payoff was. You know what I mean? Yeah. You can look back and say, oh my God, I remember on this full moon, on this day, I asked for this. And then boop, 6 months later, I got, you know.
I'm glad, you point that out. I have it in my creating with the moon and stars, but I don't think, I think a lot of people think like the new moon of this month, I set the intention and it's supposed to come into fruition in the full moon of this month, but it's like the new moon, whatever sign it's in, you want to wait till the full moon is in that sign. So that's another thing that is fun now that you mention it, like keeping a moon journal and really watching like the maturation of things, of the intentions that you set.
Yeah. I mean, you can put it in your regular journal too. Like it doesn't have to be a separate thing. You know what I mean?
Honey, I have more notebooks in a little bit because I am like crazy about like what this notebook is for, what this one is for. It's a problem.
Yeah. And then I forget where I put it in which notebook.
Right. Exactly. I do like a whole filing system just for my notebooks. Speaking of which, again, before we go to Sag, I have to ask you guys this too. Have you noticed at all, whether in Scorpio season or any other time, like something's coming back around? Like, say, for example, things that you may have, you know, had an awareness about a long time ago, maybe even years ago, but now it seems like certain things are coming back where you're like, oh my God, like connecting dots from previous dots now coming forward. And it's like adding to the puzzle or adding to the clarity or something now is making more sense. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know if that's this season or just my life. You know, like I feel like that always happens. Like, oh, I said I was going to do this. And I'll like look in a folder and I was like, it'll either be, oh my God, I am doing this. Or I'll think about what I wrote down. And then I'll be like, oh my goodness, somebody will suggest a book. And I'll be like, wait a minute. I have books I've never even opened the front page of.
Wait, now that you're saying this, we have to make the submission. We're pre-recording this and we're right now in Mercury retrograde. And I was thinking like, oh, you know, because remember the other day I pulled out a book and I was like, I've never even opened this book, but something came up in a meditation that led me to the book. But I've had a lot of that, like during this retrograde season has been a lot of being guided to things that I've already had, but now new information is coming in around whatever those things may be.
So have you delved deeper into it?
Into, yeah. But it's like, yes, but the problem is, because you know how I am, I'm diving in even beyond the book. So I'm like looking in like five different arenas just about one singular
thing. I want to see who else says what about this person. That's how it was like in the beginning. And then what happened was when someone would appear, I would just have them tell me who they were in that book. And that's how I started like really studying the you know, the people. Was when they would come, they would show me who they were. It would be the exact energy that I needed to like in that time, like the supportive energy. Right. And then I would just dive deeper into like, cause I couldn't just read the book. You know what I mean? It starts, I couldn't like it was so much and I was so.
Well, now that I think about it too, it's interesting because, and I'll say, so like people listening aren't like, what are they talking about? I had a meditation, that was, the energy of Hathor came through and then I thought to look for one book, but what actually happened, the book next to that book on my bookshelf was the one that I needed, which was a book all about Hathor that I didn't even remember I had and had never opened. But now that I think about it too, there was a lot of Egyptian energy in our class that we took that came up. So
a ton of Egyptian energy.
So anyway, Yeah, Scorpio season, if nothing else, I'm going to give it, say it was interesting. We're still in it. I'm just saying it's interesting.
Eye roll.
Oh boy,
it is interesting.
Ooh, it is interesting.
I mean, I could not stand when Yolanda would give me that response. That's interesting. You know what? It's like a therapist in like the movies that just like sit there and like listen to you, and then they go, and then they write down, "What the fuck does that mean?"
Yes. Honey, and now who says it? Now you do your catch yourself? She'd be like, "That's interesting."
But yes, but I say it for the reason that I assumed you were saying it, which is annoying to other people, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, it can be annoying, especially in sessions when people, I know, like if you're asking me something, like you want me to tell you something, and I'm like, oh, it's interesting. What do you think? But it's just like, you know, you see it hindsight, like I'm trying to force you into trusting your own way and not like feeding anything that would like skew your own thought. So I'm just right. We'll see what keeps falling out your mouth. It's interesting.
I partially do it that way, and then I partially do it in a very condescending way, I'm sure.
No, you're just very direct and to the point.
Yeah. I never do it condescending, although I do it sometimes when it's better to bite my tongue, but I need to respond.
Okay. Yeah. Same. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean by that. Yeah. Like, that's interesting. Or if I think somebody's just full of shit. That's interesting.
Oh my God, that is too funny. Okay, well, I'll give Scorpio season interesting. How are you guys saying it? Like, just in general, just as like a overview of it, how did it feel for you? How does it feel for you? How did it feel?
It feels refreshing compared to like Libra, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I feel like I have more direction. Mm-hmm. So that I feel good about, but I just feel like there's so much more to do, you know?
Yeah.
It's immersive. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, if you don't want to go, you're swimming against stream. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like I said in that newsletter, I said, you know, in Libra season, we're doggy paddling, and that takes so much energy. But the whole point of this doggy paddling, that's where the balance comes in, because you're expending all this energy and trying to keep your heart rate slow so you can get enough air before you deep dive into Scorpio. Oh, bars. So, you know, all that is in preparation for where we're going in Scorpio. And you need it to get enough breaths in to take this dive. And you know how, if you've ever watched like deep sea divers, what they do is they'll go down and there comes a point where they quit everything else and they let the tide carry them deeper and deeper into the water. To even trying to go swim up would take so much, or elevate their heart rate so much that it's more of a fight to avoid the deep than to just let the tide take you to where it is you're trying to be shown what you need to see.
Thank you. I needed to hear that.
Well, I think that is a perfect segue. Mm-hmm. Into our lovely daybreak. Hey,
daybreak. We need like a little tune or something.
Hey, no, I'm telling you, Sister Act 2. Delaney watches it every day, you know, yeah. And then they talk about light of day. I'm telling you.
That is too funny. Our daybreak. So if we think about, and everyone listening, whatever came up for you in Scorpio season, now what are we going to do with this? These energies, with these realizations, with whatever healing or transformation came up for you. Oy, what do you feel about Sagittarius season, or what comes to mind when you hear that?
You know, Sagittarius, the Jupiter-ruled great philosopher, spiritual study, study. But, you know, people call it like the archer, but it's really said that it's not the archer, it's the arrow that the archer is shooting. So if you think about that, like when you're flying in the air, where does your mind go? Like what are you allowed to think? Because you don't know where you're landing necessarily, but you are in this space to where anything that you can imagine, any place you want to land, you can create all of that around just flight, around flight. And it's the same thing like pulling a dandelion, right? Like you pull a dandelion, and Sagittarius would represent all the little seedlings. Like, you know, dandelion is one of the most healing herbs on the planet, right? It'll grow through a crack in the concrete. Like it can, it's anything is possible. So once you blow that and those seedlings like go all over the place, it's the same kind of thing. Like, oh my goodness, like you can become, you can grow, you can go wherever it is that you envision that thing. So I think for Sagittarius season, for me personally, working with the skilled side of Sagittarius, because though one of my favorite signs in the zodiac, I am not a Sagittarius, but one of my favorite signs, they have a shadow too. So, but if we're sticking with the light of that, what do you want? All this fucking work that you guys did this whole year, like, what was that for? Like, where are we carrying this seed? What do we plant this seed that we just blew from the dandelion to plant itself and spring forth what it is we've been working for? That's what, like, what are we studying? Like, where do we want to go? What can we envision? What is it in our lives that we need to expand? What is it about ourselves? Like, you know, like one of the things with Sagittarius is they're like, they think they can do anything. And that's cool. But sometimes you can't, you know what I mean? Like my business partner, she has a Sagittarius moon. And she'll see somebody do, it could be like a mural on the wall, and she can watch him do it, and she'll be like, oh, I can do that. It don't, it was a fail. It was, you know what I mean? But she believes that she can do anything. And that to me is the gem of Sagittarius. It's the being able to see yourself, and it's different than Leo, but the still that fiery, like outward expression of things, like they believe they can do anything. And I think if we take anything, especially since Jupiter is leaving Sagittarius on December 3rd, if we can take anything from that when Jupiter leaves, it would be that while he has been here to try to do and see ourselves as being anything we want to see ourselves as, doing anything we want to see ourselves doing, creating anything that we wish to create, knowing that we have the ability to do that.
Yeah, that's the two main things I think of when I think of Sagittarius is one, aiming higher, and then expanding the mind. That's what I love. But I always think of it, again, like in the progression of, you know, whatever it was that I like transformed, I got clarity on during Scorpio season. I'm like, okay, what can I do with this, but in a bigger way? Mm-hmm. And that's why I said, I'm really looking forward to the season, because there is this like feeling of like almost coming into, right? So it's like, it makes me feel like where with Scorpio, it's coming into myself for the cleaning up, so to speak. And this feels like coming into myself more of like, I'm moving deeper into a type of embodiment, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's what you made me feel. Even when you're saying like anything is possible, you can do, be, create, like whatever you want to do, but there has to be this sense of self in that. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't, like, there has to be this embodiment of like, yeah, like, what am I going to aim for? What am I going to do? So I feel like, that even feels good to me too. And just again, saying how these last previous seasons, like I felt like in Libra, focused on a lot of people. Then in Scorpio, I was like, oh, I can come into me. But now coming back out, that's what it feels like a more, but in my way, and like what I want, not coming back out just to like for everybody else's sake, but for my own. So that's what I'm looking forward to. So it's really interesting. What about you, Ames? Anything you're looking forward to this season?
Working more, being more focused. I think just seeing things come together more. I'm definitely looking forward to that, because I feel like everything leading up to now has been about creation, manifestation. All right, well, now I'm ready to see it through. What's going to happen next? So I really think that it's going to be like an actionable time for me personally, which I'm really looking forward to and need that. When I was thinking about Sagittarius and all this, and I was really focused on like a couple words, and I was thinking about like stones and gems and things like that. And we talked a lot about, you know, you said aiming higher, expanding, balancing. And then, so I really thought about turquoise. Turquoise is perfect for when we are transitioning into this. And through some of the research I did, I found how valuable it's going to be for us too, because it helps us speak from our own truth, our own divine wisdom. Mm-hmm. It allows it to flow even more. So exactly what you and Dee are talking about right now, this stone can help us speak to that. So it's a bluish green gemstone. For some of you that don't know, turquoise is actually wildly popular. I love it in jewelry too. And it's sacred to the Aztecs, the Chinese, the Egyptians, the Incas, Native Americans, and Persians. And it means, especially to them, luck, power, and protection. And so it's a purification stone that dispels negative energy and can be worn to protect against outside influences. Which is nice as we move into this season. And I also thought about too, especially in the collective part of like, okay, now we're entering into November and December. There's a lot more that we are integrating with people in our community, and we're around a lot more people. So we need to stay in like honesty and like in alignment with ourselves. And so it also helps, it's a stone of wholeness and truth and aids in communication and manifestation of these qualities. And so, it allows you to speak your divine wisdom effortlessly. And that's like the key thing that like really spoke to me about this stone and this season, is speaking our truth, our divine truth, no matter what the people around us are saying or how they're influencing us or anything like that. It's about staying true to yourself. And so what also I loved about it too is it inspires you to act with compassion and forgiveness. And for me, that's something that I need, you know, when I'm working out in my community as well. So those were, I thought, I just thought turquoise really is a great supportive stone for this time.
No, totally. When I think of Sagittarius energy too, and why it's one of my favorite signs, is I always think of like play hard, work hard, both. Mm-hmm. And this energy to me really embodies that in a way that a lot can't do. Like a lot of people, they play hard. Then there's other people that may work hard, but they seem to have this energy has like such a way of knowing how to harmonize, like both the joy, the excitement, the fun, whatever, but also being about their business, like really being able to do both.
Do you know what you're doing right now?
What am I doing right now?
You are separating Sagittarius and Leo people from Sagittarius Capricorn people. I think all of the people I know are like Sagittarius or Sagittarius Scorpio type of, or Sagittarius, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yes, that Capricorn energy does help ground like people, Sagittariuses who have like Mercury, Venus, Capricorn stuff. Because then you have those other ones, they don't have that luxury. But yes, it's a fun sign. Like that's it. It's ruled by Jupiter, right? It's Pisces' brother, right? So it is, it likes to drink. It likes libations. It likes to party. It likes to gossip. It likes to read gossip. It likes to be in all those things. It's fun.
But I think a lot of people sleep on Sagittariuses because a lot of them are like brilliant, but you wouldn't necessarily know it unless you got them one-on-one and in a particular type of conversation, because there is this outer layer of like fun and just like have a good time. I feel like you wouldn't know unless you look beneath the surface, the level of like intellect and intelligence that's there. That's what I love about them.
Oh, you know, I'm surrounded by them. Like they're my favorite.
Oh, I love it.
Yes.
I barely have anyone in my life that's a Sagittarius.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, my nephew is and my grandma, but she's the 22nd. So I don't, barely around Sagittariuses.
That's so weird. I knew my daughter's fifth grade teacher was a Sagittarius. And she's like, no, I'm a Scorpio. And I'm like, birthday. I pulled her chart. She was 0 degrees, 5 minutes Sagittarius. I said, wow. I knew you were not a Scorpio.
Wait, I have a client like that, and she was mad about it. She is born on the 22nd of September, the first day of Libra. And all her life, she thought she was a Virgo and looked at her chart and found out she was a Libra. She was not, she refuses. And she has run her chart on multiple programs, and she's like, no. Honey, she is not having it.
It's so funny. Yeah. We get so attached. And there, listen, when you come in at 0 degrees, that's like, dun, 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 dun. You are like fully ready to experience every single degree of that sign. You know what I mean? So you need to let her know, girl, you are all the way. Unless she has a whole bunch of other stuff in Virgo, I can understand her identifying, but.
Yeah. I think she does, actually. I don't remember her chart. But anyway, I mean, this season, even the nature and the mood of us, it feels more expansive than I think some of the conversations around the previous seasons, where I think we all had like a bit of resistance or kind of like, okay, we're going to go through this to get through it. But it does, there's something that feels different, definitely, about going into this.
Yeah, I think the vision is changing, or not changing. It's tightening up. The possibilities of making things happen, the vision is becoming a little more clear. It's less abstract. Mm-hmm. Like we're starting to figure out how to make manifest these things that we've been trying to create. And that's a whole nother leg of the journey. You know what I mean? Like creating a vision, for most people, I would say, I guess, is an easy thing to do. Getting the pieces together to see what we can create from the vision is another piece of the thing. Mm-hmm. Being able to actually see that vision come to life, the possibility, Sagittarius, the possibility of it coming to life, that is a whole nother thing. And then I will also tell people to like pay attention to what that means. Like you'll get signs, you know what I mean? You'll see a Facebook post, you'll see a commercial on the TV. One of your friends is going to say, oh my God, I was talking to my friend and she was talking about this thing. And it'll be exactly the piece that you needed to just start to see what that picture really like actually looks like.
No, totally. And what you're reminding me of too is recognizing like where you may need support. Like, you know, because we're not all good at everything, right? And so if you are someone who's a visionary, you're great as being like a catalyst, getting things started, but your follow through is terrible. Maybe you need to reach out to a friend or like a coach or something for that like leg of accountability that'll support you in following through. If you are having a hard time coming up with ideas, maybe you need to create a mastermind group, again, get a coach, do something. Like recognize where you can be supported, filling in those voids to help you move ahead in the process. Because, you know, I mean, we're all good at something, but
we're not all great at everything. That's a great suggestion too. It really is. Because the accountability part, like at least for me, that's the biggest challenge. Great ideas, but when it comes down to actually doing the work, I'm like, oh, I got something else to do. You know, it's hard. And I did work with a professional coach last year. And let me tell you, that was a very rewarding experience. It was an extremely challenging experience, but it made me get my shit together.
Yeah,
it really did. And it catapulted me into something totally new. So that coach stuff really does work.
Yeah.
You know, they have this thing where they say you're either a visionary. I think it's like three of them. You're a visionary where you can do the ideas, and then you're a delegator where you can like tell people what it is that they need to do to get that idea accomplished. I feel like Yolanda is like, in that regard for me, she's that's how this podcast thing is here. Because, hey, we could have created 50 million of those podcasts, and we would have had 50 million, and my ass would have been like, okay, well, that's cool. What about this? Instead of Nilano be like, oh, you guys got 9:30 on tomorrow free?
Like, you know, can I just point out to you, astrologer, what you're reminding me of? The modes. Like the way the different energies are expressed. Like even when you said, like, you know, like people who may... Modes. Yeah, like the modes in astrology. You're saying like we fall in different categories. Like that's exactly even what you're describing. That's what it brings to mind. Yeah. So it's good to even have, like, you know, that's why it's nice having community, because then we have access to all of these different talents and these different, you know, people who have different strengths and people that can support you again in the parts that it's just not your thing, you know? Mm-hmm.
That's your, you know, fixed Saturn, Sun, ascendant, like, mm-hmm. you know, my little Pisces ninth house sun. Let's dream of all the visions in the world.
Like, yeah, those dreams are great, babe. What are we going to do about them?
Yeah. How do we get that? And who's funding them?
Right. And then, no, there's Amy's part, right?
There's 8th house Amy.
I can't help it.
Amy, where's the money coming from for these projects, okay?
Exactly.
Yes. That's why we make
perfect
a good team.
Perfect trio. Exactly. Right. Mm-hmm.
That's so funny. Yeah. And so I do want to acknowledge before we go, because we're almost out of time. Thank you again, as always, for reaching out to us, sharing your insights, anything that has come up for you. You can reach out to us on Facebook, Instagram. You can email all of us. And of course, our information will be in the show description. And of course, if you're watching the video, it'll come on the screen. And Dee, I think, even got some emails last time we said she's working on an upcoming podcast and will be responding to people's questions. And this was like the day the last podcast posted, you already got responses. So thank you for that. And yes, can you just remind you so everybody much. What type of emails you're looking for?
Anything that you're, any situation you're traversing right now in your life, just be specific, like, we probably don't know the same people. I shall tell not a soul, but like be specific in what the situation is, because that will really help me guide you to whatever it is that you guys need to hear to get through whatever it is you're going through. So just be specific. It can be about anything. Leave me your information too, even if it's just your birthday with the year. Like, leave me anything that you feel that I would need to know. Like, if you're telling me a story, anyone a story, tell me anything that you feel I would need to know.
But just the birthday and the year is going to help you with the astrological piece, right?
Yeah, it'll let me see, like, what house.
Right.
I won't know your chart, so I can't tell you the planets or the signs, but I can give you the energy of your year regardless of that. So if you add that in there, that'll be a huge help, too.
Yeah.
And that's DeAndrea@theritualhouse.com.
Yep. DeAndrea@theritualhouse. And remember, house is HAUS. Okay. Yes. Again, I'll put the link so you could just scroll below and click to email D. And then Ames, I know, I think one of the things that excites me about your work is the crystal infusion. Like, seriously, like the energy work with the crystal infusion. But I know right now you're also starting to put a lot of focus in how you're going to integrate in the medical Reiki into your side of business. But for people who want to work with you and do sessions in person or remotely now before you start doing some other things.
Please. Yes. Yeah. I do offer in-person and long distance sessions, and you can look at me and my schedule on my website, AmySageReiki.com, or you can email me Amy@AmySageReiki.com. And of course I will be expanding my services into medical Reiki as well. So that will be happening very, very, very soon, since we are now, and you too, certified medical Reiki practitioner. So
can I just tell you something you just reminded me? I just got an email last night. Someone emailed me and they were talking about surgery that they just had recently, and there were a team of Reiki practitioners who were working on them remotely as they were in their surgery. Yeah.
Oh, that is awesome.
Very cool.
Good for her to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So even that I want to put out there, like people start thinking about this and all the ways that people are using energy work as complementary to traditional medicine. Like if you're going in for anything or where you think you may get support from some sense of relaxation, allowing movement in your space, whatever it may be, start thinking about how energy work can support you in these ways. So yeah. What was I going to say with my stuff? Right now, I am just entirely focused on my project that I'm working on, and I probably will be until the beginning of 2020. But I am still working with people in the Patreon group. So if you want to work with me in that way, feel free to join us over there. And and if you haven't rated the show yet, like leave a review or just rate the show on Apple Podcast, that would be great. That really supports us in not only expanding the podcast, but helping us with like the different guests that come on the show as well. So please take a second. It takes like 2.5, really. Just rate and review the show. And that helps a lot. That's it. Okay. Help me shoot my arrow.
Yay.
Happy Sagittarius season.
Yes. Good luck, everybody.
Is that a wrap, ladies? Is that it for Sagittarius season?
Mm-hmm. Perfect timing.
Okay, well, we'll see you next month, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.